I'm Chris Stefanik here with Pat Lencioni, and here's your 3-minute reset. I want to talk about the entrapment of stuff, how the things that we get as we succeed in life start to entrap our souls. Neil McDonough, he's a great and devout Christian actor. He was in a movie called The Shift, where he got to play the devil. He's often the villain in movies. But the devil's name in this movie is The Benefactor. He's the guy who stokes you with a lot of stuff. But whenever someone would start rejecting the things that the benefactor was giving, the benefactor, the devil, would start getting real shifty and real nervous. And why? Because, whoa, you're not playing by the rules anymore, right? And if you don't take all the stuff, then the evil one has no power over you. I'm not saying the stuff and the blessings of this world are all bad, but when we become overly attached to them, they become leverage for frankly, the kingdom of darkness. I mean, if you have to have the level of money you're having, and the things that you're having, that becomes the goal of your life, which can creep in on anybody. Don't kid yourself. Then we start to compromise in our spirits and our lives and our schedules and our priorities and all sorts of different ways to honor the stuff that we think we own, but it owns us.
And this is so convicting. We've heard this again and again. And Jesus said in the Bible to the wealthy man, he said, "What must I do to inherit the kingdom?" And he said, he knew he was wealthy and he told him all the things. He said, "I do all those." He goes, "Then you need to just go sell all your things and follow me." And that he went away sad. And what's amazing about that is we all know that feeling, but we also know that we want to do that. I mean, I have this, I've always said I wanted to go find a thief, but it wouldn't be good to let a thief be a thief, and say, "Here's my keys. Please break into my home, steal as much stuff as you want. That way I can say to my wife, hey, I don't know where it went, but you know, we can do without it," because I would like to purge myself from that, but it's so hard to let go of it. And I think about I have these friends that are Carmelite nuns in Los Angeles, and they have a box, a small box with all their possessions in it. And when they get moved from one assignment to the other, they just take their box and they go to the next room. And every time they tell me that, I go, "Oh, that sounds so freeing." That sounds so freeing. And yet I could do that, but I'm so afraid to. And again, this is one of those things that we all know. And it might not just be physical things. It's our reputation. It's the things we've accomplished. And I think all of us have this desire in life to go live someplace where nobody knows us, where we don't have anything, and we can just have freedom every day. So maybe we can take a moment.
Yeah, we could do that internally. Just take stock of your spirit and what are you getting attached to? And just maybe a little prayer is like, "Okay, Lord, I can do without this, and I surrender it in my heart to you." St. Charbel, he was a monk. He said, "You exist in this world to give and serve, not to possess and command." No, God might bless you with possessions and command, but that's not why you exist in the end. So
let's pray. God, help us to take the first steps of letting go of stuff, whatever that stuff is. And you know what it is we need to let go of. Help us just to take that first step. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.